this cheap radio the old from almost a year ago.
Hey, is David in?
Hey,
David, how you doing? It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How's everything going?
Yeah, good.
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to follow up with you. I know we were in contact with you earlier. We wanted to be able to help you out getting some capital there that you had inquired about.
Well, that is not quite like they caught. They were just cold calling. I mean, we got a good working relationship with our bank, and if we really need money, I expect we can get it from them. But I was getting three calls a day from these people saying, you know, we're pre-qualified, but we don't have to qualify, I don't think. You know, we've got good reputation and all that. But, I don't know. Did you say what's the company called and where are you from?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff. We're located in San Diego, California. Yeah. We have offices in different parts of California as well. But yeah, I had spoke with Steve, and he told me a little bit about what you were looking for. I guess it was possibly maybe bringing on $50K for the business. Are you looking to kind of expand or grow?
If we did anything, it would just be for more inventory.
Oh, more inventory, okay. I mean, with the holiday season coming up, does that do you guys see a spike in revenue?
Well, no, January through May is the best time. Yeah, we're antique dealers, and we supply mainly the actual antique shops. You know, we bring it in from Europe in bulk and supply the shops with it. But
cool. Do you have? Is that where you're from?
The pound's so good. Pardon?
Are you from Europe?
Yeah, I'm from England.
Oh, from England.
When you said about Cardiff, do you know where Cardiff is?
Of course, yeah.
There, in Wales.
My daughter
lives in Cardiff.
Oh,
in the west
okay.
of England.
So that's what kind of caught your ear then?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't know what the company was called until you mentioned it. And I thought, well, Cardiff. And I knew you hadn't got a Welsh accent.
No, I do not. But I love your accent. So... I know that. So you were mentioning that you get your inventory from Europe, which is awesome. How many times a year do you guys bring in inventory?
Oh, we bring in two or three containers a month.
Two or three times a month.
Two or three containers, 45-foot containers.
Okay.
I don't know of anyone that brings in more.
Yeah.
Before the recession, we were doing 7 to 10 containers a month.
Oh wow. Yeah, business was that good, huh?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's getting a little better now? Do you feel like business is growing?
It will now. We've got a decent president, that's the best. But with the deadbeats that we've had in there and the cooks, I mean, no one was going to do anything, was they? You know, now we've got someone that knows what to do and how to do it and will do it. I think things will pick up.
Absolutely. He's very business-minded, so all the business owners are ecstatic right now.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are not. But, you know, he knows the bent ones and the straight ones, doesn't he?
He does. He does. Well, I mean, David, we definitely, I mean, bottom line, we would love to help you out and kind of give you, you know, just some options of maybe possibly getting that 50K to help grow your business, help get you some inventory. I'd love to be able to shoot you an email. With our application, it's a really short process of getting approved. Mm-hmm. Do you have a good email I could send that to?
Yeah, sure. Let me hand you over to Steve. He'll give you all the email details, and we'll see what we do. Okay, here's Steve. This is Batman.
All right, you there? How are you doing?
Yeah, is this Steve?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, perfect. So, Steve, David was saying that to get an email to send you guys the application.
All right.
What's a good email?
EAAGauction@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, great. And do you handle like some of the financing there?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So eaagauction@gmail.com, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, perfect. So I was trying to get a little bit more clarification from David. So how soon would you guys be looking to bring on some inventory or this capital for inventory?
I mean, you know, as soon as possible, I would imagine. Usually January, I think, is about our best time of the year, right after the holidays. So we do more upscale furniture starting at that time for a month or two.
Okay. And he was saying that all your inventory is from Europe. Is that correct? Like all of it is from Europe? You guys don't get it anywhere else in the States?
No, we don't get anything in the States, but it's, okay. You know, Europe, France, all from over there, though it is.
Cool. So you guys already have established relationships with vendors out there?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. It's the only place we get from. We don't sell one item that's made in the U.S.
Okay. What are your guys' profit or your margins on furniture?
Well over 100%.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great.
It's one of the only businesses I've ever seen that runs at such a high profit margin. But I mean, it's at minimum 100% profit on this stuff. It's crazy how much they give it away over there.
That's awesome. And what about when you guys get it imported over here? Does that cost you a lot to do that?
Even with the cost of shipping and all, it's still, you know, on average, he'll have between 10 to 15,000 in one container when it's all said and done.
Okay.
And, you know, usually on average, we'd probably get somewhere on that 15,000 around 40 back. So it's well over 100%. It's within a 30-day period usually too. It's quick turnover.
And that's why you guys are ordering 3 to 5 times a month, or 2 to 3 times a month, huh?
Yes, we've always got one, you know, one coming in and one or two on the water right behind it. So we keep a steady flow because, I mean, it's an auction. So what people, you know, what normal businesses get of 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, we only get 2 or 3 hours once or twice a month to do the same amount of sales.
So you guys are an auction. You're not an antique furniture store.
Well, no, we do sell just direct, but most 75% of it's sold through auction twice a month.
It's done through auction twice a month. Okay. And what are you guys what are you guys' revenue this year?
I'd have to look and figure it all up, to be honest with you.
Just a bulb, or what did you guys do last year, so I have an idea?
I'm not even sure about last year. I do it month by month. I mean, I know last month was $80,000.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Just because I kept up with it from Sunday one on it. I don't generally keep track of the amount I did last month, just because I was curious about how the end of the month was going to, or the end of the year was going to play out.
Is that 80K? Is that like an average, or what would you say the average
is a month? That's an average.
Right on. That's almost $1 million a year. That's pretty good.
I told him I would shoot for, you know, 100 for the month of November, just so I'd have a little bit higher goal to shoot after. But yeah, we move quite a bit of stuff through here.
Awesome. Well, Steve, do you have like a number that I could get a hold of you, like a shop number?
I have a cell phone number.
Yeah, what's your cell?
228-596-8787.
8787. So yeah, we have many different programs that I feel would be great for your business, and basically how they work there is, well, what we try to do is that I try to get you approved for the longest term, the largest amount possible, and then I turn it over to you guys and then have you choose the terms that you want. So, I mean, because it's your money, so at least to me. It makes sense for you guys to choose those terms and that match your cash flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Okay. I'll send you the application. When do you think you can get that back to me?
I'll try and work on it this afternoon and get it done for you as soon as I can. If I can't get it done today, have it done by Monday.
Perfect. All right, Steve. Well, I appreciate your time. And if I need to get a hold of you, it's 228-596-8787.
Correct.
All right. I'll send that over in about 5 to 10 minutes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.